Northern Territory trade unions say seven workers from Darwin's INPEX gas project have taken their own lives during the past 3 years. The mental health of fly-in, fly-out workers has been under the spotlight across Australia, but unions say the Territory has largely avoided scrutiny. They're calling for a code of practice for fly-in, fly-out, after inquiries in Western Australia and Queensland made similar recommendations. Felicity James reports.
Seven suicides in 3 years. According to Northern Territory unions, they were all fly-in, fly-out workers on Darwin's $34 billion INPEX Ichthys LNG project. Brian Wilkins is the Secretary of Unions NT, the body representing unions in the Territory.
There's only been one in the camp, but we know that seven of the workers from that side of taken their own lives.
Up to 8,000 people have been employed on the INPEX project at the height of its construction phase, with FIFO workers staying at a 3,500-bed camp on the outskirts of Darwin. 40-year-old boilermaker Shane works on a four-week on, one-week off roster.
When someone does take their life, it has a devastating effect on our community within the FIFO community, because it's a small community, and when we're away from home, they're our family. They're our brothers and sisters.
Brian Wilkins says in his role, he's been contacted by several workers who are dealing with mental distress. The unions want a FIFO code of practice, similar to one recommended in Western Australia, to address rostering, fatigue and communication issues at the workers' camps. Brian Wilkins.
This shouldn't be happening. It can be stopped. All we can do when we talk to those people like that is refer them off to help. But that's doing something after the problem has occurred.
A parliamentary inquiry in Western Australia found about 30% of FIFO workers had mental health problems, 10% higher than the national average. For Shane, the long rosters, constantly shifting rooms and poor phone and internet reception make the lifestyle more difficult than it has to be.
I'm away from home more than I am at home, so it has an impact on my family, my wife, people around me.
Jennifer Bowers is the chief executive of the Australasian Centre for Rural and Remote Mental Health.
We absolutely know what the issues are. I think it's a matter of understanding what the unique ones are to the Northern Territory and addressing them.
INPEX has confirmed one of its workers was found dead on site in July, but says when workers die off site, it's not advised about the cause of death. In a statement, the company says it's looking for ways to ensure a healthy and safe work environment. But the unions and mental health experts who've had dealings with the company are sceptical. Brian Wilkins says unions so far have 600 signatures on a petition to the Northern Territory government, and they want to make this an election issue.
I really have a big fear. We will see more construction workers taking their lives, and that's not good enough.
The Northern Territory government has been contacted for comment.
Felicity James reporting, and if you or anyone you know needs help, you can call Lifeline on 131114.